Today we're talking about love that transcends time itself. Stop playing with that.
Oh, sorry. We're on air. Let's talk about that vid! Hey folks, welcome to the show. It's VidTalk in the 8 o'clock hour on ICRT FM 100, brought to you by VoiceTube. My name is JR, and sitting next to me is...
I am Ray.
That's right. It's every Monday, 8 to 8:30 p.m. on ICRT. It's called VidTalk. And what VidTalk is about, we choose a video for you. Actually, you choose a video for us.
For yourself, yeah.
Every week, and we talk about this video, and we teach you the English that's within it.
Mm-hmm. So VidTalk is video talk. 每个礼拜会选最热门、最有趣的影片，并且呢，我们讨论之后会教你里面的英文用法。
It's very interesting, actually, and silly. And we do also issue you challenges at the end of each show, and these challenges include using English that you've learned within the show and leaving a message on our website. Our website is, by the way, voicetube.com/radio. That's voicetube.com/radio. And after that, you can choose the video that we're going to be playing and talking about next week.
所以我们 VidTalk 呢也会让你有互动的机会，每一次教学的内容呢，你都可以到我们的网站 voicetube.com/radio RADIO， 到这样子的一个网站，可以留下你的语音或者是文字留言，那你的留言呢可能下一次在我们的节目里面呢就会播出来，并且你可以决定投票决定呢我们下个礼拜 JR 跟我会讨论哪一个影片。
So this week's video of the people's choice is a video about love.
About love, that's
love,
right.
Love, love, love. I love that topic. So what's it about? Shoot,
right, so the video, the topic of the video, it's named 100 Years of Beauty.
100 Years of Beauty.
Okay, so it's done by this group that's called Field Day, and they do videos that surrounds, it's pretty interesting, that surrounds the passing of time. Mm-hmm. So they always do videos that demonstrate different beauties across the ages or mm-hmm. different styles across the ages. Mm-hmm. So in this particular video, they are demonstrating the beauty of love across time.
Oh, they
across
are?
Across the ages.
That's deep. Yeah. That's way too deep sounds, for me. I'm leaving. So,
it sounds deep, but in fact, what we're talking about here is that they're putting two couples together, right? And they're trying to do something to them, like through the power of cosmetics, and find out what they feel about each other after the passing of time. Mm-hmm. So before we get into the video itself, we want to focus our attention on this big question first, right? The big questions first. Mm-hmm. Let's get to this bigger picture. So what would you think is the definition of love?
Me?
For you, yeah, for
me?
You.
Man, you're really putting me on the spot right here.
You're really good with handling big questions in our previous podcast, previous episodes.
No, why would you think so? Oh, man, this is a tough question. I think, first of all, it's determined by the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of your relationship. If it's the kind of love between parent and child, it's kind of different than that of the relationship between lovers.
Yeah, couples.
Yeah, yeah. But I think all in all, love is fully understanding unconditionally and caring for other people.
Mm.
Is that too big for you?
I'm trying to like wrap my head around it. I do think so as well. I've seen this video actually that's very interesting. I think the concept of love, of giving love and being loved, that's two separate things.
Oh, it is.
Like,
yeah.
Like if it's being loved, if you're like a baby, you're not actually paying anything for it, but you're just receiving love unconditionally from your parents. Mm-hmm. So that's condition of being loved.
Well, that's the kind of love most people like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, come on, show me the love.
Yeah, but when we go on to develop an intimate relationship with someone else, we sometimes only seek to be loved instead of paying it forward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of relationships, they end in ruins because they're not...
They're always comparing who
loves
who loves more, the other more.
Why are you not loving me the way I want you to love me?
Yeah, 我爱你比较多, 你爱我比较少的, right.
So I think these two concepts should also be looked at independently, individually. Mm-hmm. So are you trying to be loved, or are you trying to pay it for? Are you trying to love someone else?
So as I just said in my definition, I think it's, well, a thing that's unconditional. You have to pay forward love that's unconditional, so that you don't want anything in return. Uh-huh. You're not asking for something in return.
Yeah, yeah. And the funny thing about love is, I think there's a very good song that demonstrates it. It's by Jason Mraz, one of my favorite artists, and it's a new hit. The title of the song is "When You Love Someone."
All right.
When you love someone,
sing it.
Come I'm on, not, man. I'm not as sing good at singing.
Come on, let's do it.
I can read you guys the lyrics.
No, you gotta sing it.
The lyrics says that when you love someone, it comes back to you more, mm-hmm. right? So when you're paying it forward, you feel more love. Mm-hmm. So I think that's very true.
Right.
Instead of just sitting here waiting to be loved, if you pay it forward, you actually feel more.
Actually, that's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they say in Chinese, 知彼受有福,
right?
Yeah.
So we talked about this a lot, the topic of love, the topic of beauty, a lot in our show. In our previous episode, we looked at a video that's a commercial done by Dove, right? Do you guys remember that commercial? The two doors, 很美跟普通, right? You need to choose one to walk through. So for JR, if we compare love and appearance, you would think that love is not like 100% based on appearance, right?
But it does count.
It does count, right?
For a very heavy percentage.
When you are like young and in that stage.
Yeah. I'm not saying that it doesn't count, but it does. But when you grow old, mm-hmm. I think that's the point. When you grow old, your wife or your husband is going to seem as old as you are. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At that point,
that's the appearance, it's out of the equation.
Yeah,
right?
That's when you show your true colors. Unfortunately, that's when it's too late too.
Right, so the personality is the thing that sticks to the end.
Yeah.
Instead of just basing things on appearance.
Correct.
So love that lasts, it's not about appearance. Well, that's what we think. And we do think that the personality and how you handle your relationship, how you treat each other, how you really match up with each other, that's the thing that really determines how your long-term relationship
like
will be with your
soulmate.
Couple. Right,
becoming like a true soulmate like that.
Mm-hmm. So this video is actually putting couples to this test. To this test of whether or not they're just relying on the appearance.
I think this is a very good test, and I think all couples should do it.
Yeah. Okay, so what is this video about? What is this test? This test is they got a couple, not just any ordinary couple. They're a couple that's just about to get married. So they're going to get married in a month, mm-hmm. and they put them on the spot. They put them on the spot, and they had professional makeup artists come in, mm-hmm. and they try to make them age through the power of cosmetics.
Oh, okay.
So they're
to
both
make them look old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically,
化老妆.
So they're both in their late 20s. Mm. So they went through 4 stages. Uh-huh. So late 20s or no makeup. And then 50s, late 50s, late 70s, uh-huh. and then late 90s.
So they were made up for their 50s, their 70s,
and their 90s.
Their 90s.
And I have to say, it's incredible. It's amazing to look at how powerful the makeup artists
are. Right, right.
They really look authentic.
Okay, so when they saw each other in their 50s,
mm-hmm.
yeah, the girl actually started to get a little bit emotional. Mm-hmm. She started to tear up a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? I actually forgot why. I'm not that kind of sentimental person.
I think what she said was because seeing themselves like this, seeing themselves age, they can't help but think about the past 50 years, the past relationship, what potentially happened, mm-hmm. that they would be still together mm-hmm. at such an age. So it's kind of emotional for her. I think that's what
it's a good
said.
Thing that you brought it up, because in my first impression, it was because, man, he looks old. He looks ugly. Do I have to marry him?
No. That's not it.
Okay, so that's not the reason why she was tearing up. Mm-hmm. And then they were in their 70s,
right?
And she started to cry more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they really look old. Mm. And they're starting to say things like, oh, I hope I'm taking better care of your hair by this age.
Yeah.
If we were together at this age.
And it was until they were in their 90s, the cosmetic makeup in their 90s figures, that they started to really like be in the role. Mm-hmm. They were inside of the role already. They were as if they were 90 already. Yeah, and they were talking about, oh, I wish, what would be the last word that you'd say to me? Yeah, what would be the last thing that you told me?
Yeah.
They were talking things like that as if they were 90 already.
And it's funny because even their sound, you know, sounds old. Yeah. They sound like creaky and croaky, like, you know, what would you have said to me? I don't know, maybe the appearance kind of affects them, but yeah, it's very interesting to see how they like interact at that age. They're holding hands like an elderly couple.
Yeah, yeah, and they're reflecting upon their imaginary life.
Yeah, yeah.
So talking about this experiment though, like the aging makeup process, would you do it, Ray?
I think I would definitely go for it.
You would do it?
Yeah, I would do it. I would definitely look very ugly. I don't think I would age well. I don't think I would look like good, but I think it's a good place to be, to be reflective of myself and my life and what I want to achieve. It really puts you in this contemplative state, and you will think about things in a like grander scope, I think.
Yeah.
What about you? Would you do it?
I would do it just for the fun.
I knew it.
I would take photos of my 50s.
It's like selfies. This is me in 50 years.
This is me old.
Right, but I think what we can, for me, my conclusion to this after I finish this video and after like our discussion here, I think what we can take away from this video is that we should really make use of our time when we still have it, when we are still young.
Yeah.
In the experiment, the couple, they were given a mirror for every stage. And when they look at the mirror, they see how old they are.
They
actually go into this thought about what happened in these years. So I think looking at yourself, even if you're not old, like when you're looking into the mirror right now, you're not old, you're yourself, you're at your age, but you can really go deeper, take that extra mile and think about what would you have done if you were older and what would you have done today if, you know, really you don't have that much time left.
It's a pre-look into the future. So as we're talking about this video, once again, back to this experiment of the aging process, I think couples should all do this, you know, because this is what I see in everlasting love. Because if you're going to spend the rest of your life with someone together after you get married and have children, have a big family, well, you know what? You might as well take a look at what he's going to be looking like 50 years from now.
Yeah.
And then decide if you want to marry him. Then decide if this is real love. If you see him like, man, he's ugly. That is not true love.
You'll be having second thoughts about yourself.
Yeah, you will definitely have second thoughts about it.
And
but on the other hand, if you don't,
like
in the experiment, in the video that we watched.
Right. Then like, you're on the right track.
Then you're on the right track. Exactly. Right. Bingo. Okay.
Okay, so do check it out yourself. It's a very interesting video. It's very viral. It's very popular on the internet. Look at it yourself. It's very inspirational. It's very touching. It's on our website, voicetube.com/radio. We're going to hit a short break right here, so you guys can check it out if you want on our website.
Once again, it's voicetube.com/radio. Check out the video right now as we hit this short break. Going to be right back. And welcome back to the show. This is the part where we start to teach a little bit of the English, which is used within the video. I hope you checked it out already. Once again, the website is voicetube.com/radio. voicetube.com/radio.
所以这一段是我们开始要进入英文教学的时间。那我们会跟你分享一些影片里面的英文用法，我们会挑五句出来。那我们会怎么进行呢？是会让你先听到影片里面的原因，那里面是怎么说的，然后再来会给你翻译。然后我们会讨论其中一个英文片语或者是单字的用法, 并且给你一些例句, so that's how we're going to do it.
All right, so let's listen to some of the sentences that are used within this video. The first one is this.
How cool. Neat way to think about it.
很酷, 这个想法还真不错.
How cool. Neat way to think about it.
Okay, 很酷, how cool. 这个想法很不错. Neat way to think about it. To think about something. neat way. Neat. So we're going to look at neat. Neat 这边是什么意思?
Well, neat, in English, it means clean and tidy.
Right.
Originally.
Right. Originally.
Right, clean right. and tidy, very 整洁. But in a slang way, this is in a very slang way, it means good, not bad, awesome, cool.
That's right. 所以 neat 它本来的意思是什么?是整齐的意思,像是 tidy, organized, clean.所以 neat 它是整齐，但是呢，在 slang 的用法 ，slang 是什么？就是流行语的意思。在流行的用法的话呢 ，neat 可以是一种语助词，就是在形容很好的意思。So you can substitute it with good.
For an example right here, Ray's new hairstyle is neat.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you got a hairstyle, right?
Yeah, I got a haircut.
Yesterday?
New hairdo. Okay, yeah, yesterday.
Did you dye it?
No, I didn't dye it. It just like appears more color when it's short.
Because it makes you look like you're 50.
What?
Sorry. Just kidding. What? Just
okay.
kidding.
Okay,
it's so... neat. It's neat, okay.
Neat. 所以就是所以在讲 neat 的时候不要以为它都是在讲整齐，有可能是在讲很棒的意思。
Mm-hmm. All right, second sentence.
What are some stereotypes of this age?
We're going to have a pretty stereotypical life.
你对这个年纪有什么刻板印象？我们会有个蛮典型的生活。
What are some stereotypes of this age? We're going to have a pretty stereotypical life.
你对这个年纪有什么刻板印象? What are some stereotypes of this age? 我们会有个蛮典型的生活。We're going to have a pretty stereotypical life. 所以这边我们要看的是 stereotype 跟 stereotypical， 一个是名词，一个是形容词。So what is a stereotype?
A stereotype, it means...A fixed image or impression of someone or something, which is usually biased because it's usually based on your own personal experience.
So stereotype, 中文我们会讲刻板印象，就是一个东西，一个种族也好，一个东西也好，一个人也好的刻板印象。所以这边就是 stereotype. 那 stereotypical 是它的形容词，所以 stereotypical 就是可以说是刻板印象的、典型的，像这样子的一个形容词。So stereotype, if we want to talk about stereotype, we have to talk about the common stereotype of Asian people.
Oh, man, right? We get that all the
time. You've been in America, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of the stereotypes that Americans have?
When I was a kid in America, in elementary school, when we would go to the cafeteria for lunch to get our lunch boxes and things like that, these Caucasian kids would cut in line.
Okay.
They'd cut in line and they'd make these faces, and they all have this stereotype,stereotypical face for Asian people. This.
Oh, right.
I can't show everybody, but how do you describe this?
The slanted eyes.
Yeah, the slanted eyes. Like everybody looks like Liu Yuling.
Yeah. So what you do is you put your fingers on the corners of your eye and you stretch it.
And you pull it to the end.
把眼睛就是拉开这样子，就是变超小眼睛。
And they say, hey, you're Chinese, you're Chinese. We're going to cut in line. What are you going to do about it? I'm like, okay.
所以就要说他在小时候在美国读书的时候，一些白人小孩会插队嘛，然后他们对中国人的就是亚洲人的典型印象就是他们会有小眼睛。
Yeah.
Another thing I can say is that they always think that Asian people are smart, and they always think that we know like some kind of musical instrument, or we are very good at either science or mathematics
and kung fu.
Yeah, and kung fu, right?
Yeah, we would love to, but sorry, guys.
Right,
we're
here,
not.
We're going to dispel that stereotype. For me and JR, we can definitely say that we are not.In any way good at mathematics.
No, we're math sucks.
we are idiots at math.
And we're puny skinny bones, so we don't do martial arts.
We don't do martial arts, yeah. So stereotypes are not exactly
and they always think that Chinese sounds like this.
No, that's Thai.
No, that's Thai. I'm sorry.
所以这是一些典型，就是刻板印象，对我们这些亚洲人的刻板印象。
Yeah,
right,
stereotypes.
So stereotype, stereotypical.
Yeah. All right, third sentence.
I can't help but think about what the potential last 50 years were.
Yeah.
很难不去想消逝的那50年会是什么样子。
I can't help but think about what the potential last 50 years were.
所以很难不去想 I can't help but think 消逝的那50年会是什么样子 about what the potential last 50 years were. 所以我们这边要看的是cannot help but do something.
Yeah.
Cannot help but think about.
It means it's hard for me not to think about. It's hard for me not to do something.
Yeah, hard for me not to do something. 所以就是很难不去做一件事情，就是说你很想要做这件事情的意思。Mm-hmm. Cannot help but. 这是一个很好用的句型哦。这个句型是 cannot help but 加上动词，或者是你可以说 cannot help 然后呢动词 ing. So you could either say I cannot help but think about, 或者是你可以说 I cannot help thinking about,、
mm-hmm.
这两个都可以。
Yeah. So for instance, you can say, I can't help but think VoiceTube is the coolest show ever.
Okay, I agree with that. I have to agree that I'm a host of the show.
Yeah.
对，所以很难不去这样觉得，就是我觉得的意思啦，基本上就是我觉得。
很难不去觉得 VT,、嗯、VoiceTube,是最棒的节目
Right
Yeah、
okay.
That's for sure
Let's move on、to the next sentence before we get ahead of ourselves
You look fantastic
Thank you
You look a day over 75
Really?
Yeah
You do, but
你看起来才不到75岁是吗你是看起来有点老不过
You don't look a day over 75Really? You do, but...
这边就有点好笑，这边是，他们其实在这边是已经化妆成90岁的样子，然后男生就称赞女生说，哦，你看起来，so you don't look a day over 75，这个意思是什么？就是，你看起来才刚75岁，来，还没有超过75岁，但是其实他90岁了嘛，所以男的称赞女生说，哦，you don't look a day over 75，然后女生回答什么？Really? But you do. 对，你看起来很老。对对。
That is not the kind of love that we were talking about. 对等的爱 ，no, no.
I think she's just joking around.
Yeah, kind of exaggerating right
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
That means you look. It means you look young.
Yeah, it means you look young.
Yeah. So you don't look your age.
So if JR, you're like 32, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can say, oh, you don't look a day over 25.
Wow, Ray, you're the nicest person, really.
Yeah.
But you do.
Yeah, 就像这样子，对对对。所以这个就是 you don't look a day over 一个年龄，一个年纪，就是来去称赞一个人，看起来很漂亮，看起来很年轻。Okay, let's move on to our last sentence of the day.
It's like I couldn't be more sure that this is what I want.
我觉得我真心认为我要定下来的人就是他了。
It's like, I couldn't be more sure that this is what I want.
This 就是这个他们的 relationship is what I
want. Oh, I thought being old.
No,
that's what they wanted. Okay, you want to be old.
The relationship, 因为他们就即将要结婚嘛，所以 this 就是他们的婚姻，他们之后要走下去的这条路。这边我要看的是couldn't be more sure, could not be more sure. What does that mean?
They can't be more certain.、Mm-hmm. They can't. They're very, very sure.
Right.
In other words.
Just very, very sure. So, couldn't be more. 是不是说不能再更多，而是说就是很确定的意思。所以 I couldn't be more sure. 就是我现在确定的程度已经爆满了，无法再更多， mm-hmm. 无法再更多的确定度。
Okay.
Right.
So we're gonna go on to the challenge for today, right?、Mm-hmm. We're gonna get back to the challenge for last week, and we have a lot of messages on our website already.、Mm-hmm. Today we got.Messages from, we chose two actually because、uh-huh. we don't have enough time. I would read all of them if I could, but、uh-huh. no, you know, ICRT just gave us 30 minutes. we got Mason and we got Mallory. Yeah,、
okay.
so let's go with Mason's first、mm-hmm. and I'm going to read it out here.
Okay.
Because this is a text message and I think this is someone I know, Mason.
Again?
If that's you. Our GM, our general manager, assigned a team dedicated to work with our important client.、嗯、
我们的主管呢，特别的特派了一组人，致力于跟我们最重要的客户合作。
Yeah, just a slight mistake right here, Mason. When you use dedicate, since it's past tense, you need to use dedicated.
Dedicated.
过去式，所以要加 d 哈。So it's our GM assigned a team dedicated.To work with our important client. Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.、
Mm. Okay, and next up we have Mallory. She left us a voice message. Let's listen to
it. We love voice messages. Let's listen to it.
Right.
I take everything that JR says very seriously. So I believe that Ray always wears his underwear.
No.
Thank you, Mallory. Thank you. I like you so much. You should be my favorite guest every episode.
No. See, that's what happens when you lie like straight to the audience's face on air.
They dance with you. They dance with you.
Okay. Although I don't want to, this is her sentence.
So I'm going to repeat it.
Okay, you repeat it. Okay, go ahead.
I take everything that JR says very seriously. That's right. So I believe that Ray will always wear his underwear on air. Oh, yeah. You made my day, Mallory. Thank you so much.
我呢，这个会非常重视，对，非常认真的看待 JR 说的每一句话。所以我相信呢，Ray每次在广播的时候呢，都只会穿他的 underwear.
Correct. Beautiful grammar. Beautiful pronunciation. pronunciation. Beautiful example.
Okay, let's just end the show right here.
I know you want
to go home.
Wrap it up right now.
I need to go home.
And put on your pants.
Okay, say, this is the kind of thing you get when you leave a message. You get your voices on the air. So go to our website, voicetube.com/radio, to leave your own text message or voice message using the phrases and English that we've taught you today.
And see if you can make JR's day. Yeah, do it right now. voicetube.com/radio, voicetube.com/radio. 赶快上去留下你的语音讯息或者是你的 text message. And we might choose yours next week. And for now, we also wish that you can go to our website and vote for the video that we're going to play next week.
That's right. Okay, that's about all the time we have for you guys today on VidTalk. It's a pleasure having you today.
Yes, it was. And
except for that one final voice message.
That was the pleasure for me and for all the audience. And we'll see you guys next Monday, same time, 8 to 8:30 p.m. on ICRT. This is VidTalk brought to you by VoiceTube. JR here.
And Ray.
And God bless you all.
Peace.
本节目由 VoiceTube 制作提供。想看更多有趣影片学英文，请到 VoiceTube.com。